Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We are kicking off the second hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark's got a story about Americans and their lack of savings. Now they're regretting their financial habits during this COVID crackdown that's going on out there. We'll find out more about that and talk about, you know, how it's affecting you and your savings and all that. If you want to join us, you can. Our number is 855-450-FREE with you in the studio. It's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
We're going to go into your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything you want. Plus, Captain, you've got a story later tonight, if we get a chance to get to it, about a man shot to death after refusing to wear a mask in some store. We'll explain what happened there. And it was actually the police that shot him to death.
73-year-old dude.
Yeah. We'll get into that on the way here. But first, we go to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll talk first to Robert in Charleston, South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. This is Robert. I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I once did have a problem with tax authorities, and I called my U.S. senator, who's a very kind person and a good friend of mine, and he said, don't worry about that. We'll take care of that. So I never heard from
him. And they did?
What a load.
Like, you just called up your senator? And
What was your problem exactly? The problem was that I owed more tax money than I had available to with which to pay. So he took care of that. Now, of course,
how did he take care of it?
He told me that he wrote me a letter, and then he must have called him up or something, because they never bothered me again.
Okay, so
they
you
just
owed,
forgave a debt.
So hold on, are we talking about the IRS here?
Yes, the IRS. That's
okay.
Right.
So the IRS thought you owed them some money,
yes.
And you say you called up some senator cat and told him that you wanted help, and he just made it all go away.
No, I still owe the money, but they never bothered me again.
Okay.
I mean, I still get the bill once a year. I get a bill from them, you know, saying how much I still owe them.
Oh, so they are bothering you with once a year.
Well,
they're sending you a bill.
No. No, they never made any collection attempts ever again.
So they're not putting a lien on. They just they keep on sending you a bill for that you can't pay.
It's just a reminder how much I owe. That's all.
Okay.
So do you ever call about anything else? I mean, you're almost as singularly minded a caller as Jerome in Charleston, who always calls about Trump. You always call to fillet the government. I don't know. But they live in the same town.
Well, one time I applied for a job at the United States, USIA, United States Information Agency. That was years ago when they existed. And I guess the guy who was questioning me, Mr. Benintendi, didn't like my answer. So we got in touch with Mr. Dowling, who was head of the security department. And I guess he wasn't too happy either. So I got in touch with my congressman from New York State, 26th Congressional District at the time. And he said, well, don't worry about it. We'll just pull the whole file from them and it'll be fine. And he did.
I've got to hear more about this.
Sounds like he's got somebody in his pocket.
Hold on.
It sounds like.
So you.
Well, he was a congressman who was an old family friend, and he said.
It's all about who you know.
But so were they accusing you of being some sort of spy? You like went to apply for a job.
They accused me of being gay because I answered the question, and I didn't seem.
Well, that's a while ago.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was 1988.
Yeah. Well, I guess that used to be a problem with government agencies. Thank goodness it's not anymore.
Robert, thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Somehow I suspect that if you try that same tactic, it is not going to have the same level of success. Oh, yeah, you got a problem with the IRS? Just call your congressman and have him take care of it.
Yeah, no, every time that guy calls, it seems that the reason he's getting treated well by these goons, these politicians, mm-hmm. is because he knows somebody.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the definition of government, right? It rewards its friends and punishes its enemies.
It's a big club and you ain't in it.
Think about that for a second, ladies and gentlemen. When is the government not doing that? When is it not rewarding its friends and punishing its enemies?
It's always doing that.
That's what it does.
They're fighting
like the
over
definition.
What happens is the different groups, two groups mostly, the Republicans and the Democrats, fight over the ability to reward their friends and punish their enemies. So when the Republicans are in, the Democrats are mad that their friends are being punished and their enemies are being helped, and the vice versa is true with the Republicans.
Yep, just keeps on happening over and over again.
And the pitchfork people are fighting the torch people, and you know, the politicians are just convincing the torch people, the pitchfork people are trying to take their torches away.
They've managed to convince people that there's something greater happening here, that it's something more complex or, you know, beneficial or whatever. And really, it's just these two interest groups fighting. That's all it is.
And what it does is it prevents people from seeing the problem of the chair itself, right? We've talked about the king, the throne, whatever that is, right? Whatever it's called. I don't care if it's called presidency or king or whatever.
J.R.R. Tolkien called it the ring of power.
Yes. So whatever that is, the throne is the problem. Having an institution of violence rule over the world, arguably, is what the problem is.
And this is what these people do, what they do regularly, what their whole shtick is arguing for their monopoly. This week in Washington, the Washington bureaucrats and the politicians had some of the largest corporations in America and the world trot before them to explain their very existence.
Facebook or something?
Yeah, Facebook and Google and these sorts of folks. And these people who actually run a monopoly, Washington, D.C., the seat of power they would propose for the entire world, had these corporations, which you can compete against, probably not very easily, and admittedly, they have a lot of power, but you give most of it to them. These corporations come to them and grovel before them so that they can continue to do whatever business it is that they do. These people will never explain to you how it is that they deserve monopoly power. And that's what they
have. The government people?
Yeah, the government people will never explain to you how they deserve monopoly power, because they spent a lot of money putting you through 13 years of their school and everybody else through 13 years of their school so that you would believe, you know, out of hand, without an explanation, that their monopoly is necessary, that every other monopoly is unacceptable, but their monopoly is mandatory.
They can do it.
Without it, Western civilization will crumble.
Right.
Like, seriously, you don't think somebody could protect you better? Like, compete in a marketplace to protect you better? I mean, many of us live in the country. We know that a telephone call to a local police department, God bless their souls, is going to bring somebody in 10 or 15 minutes. If there's some kind of problem at your house and it takes 15 minutes,
you're dead.
For them to solve, you're dead. Right? So there's no protection there. Yes, someone will come and put a tag on your toe. Yes, someone will come
and write a report.
And write a report about how your wife was maligned and treated poorly by some masher as your body lay in the living room, unable to do anything. But by then, what could we do?
Let's go to Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jerome.
Good evening.
Hey, Jerome.
How are you this evening?
Fantastic. You just go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I heard a couple of good comments this week. One of them was like from a local celebrity, and he said that he doesn't trust Democrats. And then I hear Trump saying that he wants to rig the election. He wants to rig the election so he can stay in office.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't Trump say he wanted to delay the election, but then later said he wanted to speed it up and like have it sooner? Would you have a preference, Jerome?
When do you want the election to happen?
Hello?
November, okay?
When?
First
November?
Week of November.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I'd like to see it, too. Everybody on the same day.
Like it's always been done. Don't change it.
I'd prefer if there just weren't elections at all.
Yeah, I would
agree with
that.
Wasn't it bad enough that he rigged the Senate impeachment hearing? Wasn't that bad enough?
That wasn't rigged. That's a two-party system.
Jerome, hang on if you want. I'll bring you back here in just a moment. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Americans regretting their lack of savings. We'll talk about financial independence, and you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto, still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash, still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Doodle, Stuart, Harold, and Porkchop. Porkchop, his beautiful blonde coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. They did a DNA test on the four rescues. The first year is just a complete retraining. Lots of love, discipline, and daily upkeep. I'm a registered nurse and a personal trainer. If I eat healthy, then my dog should eat healthy.
DinoVite.com.
They need the vitamins and minerals that Dinovite provides.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. Doodle, he's a poodle cocker spaniel. His energy is tremendous. The Dinovite will make your dog happy, vivacious, jump up and down, wag their tails. It will make you smile.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite at DinoVite.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. With you tonight, Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, AnyPay can help make that happen. And they can actually connect you with passive income for every purchase made in Bitcoin Cash and Dash at those businesses that you bring on to the AnyPay Cash Register app. Now, that's all you got to do is download the AnyPay Cash Register app. Get it on your device, your phone or your tablet. Experiment with it. You know, learn how it works. Get it set up. Test it out. That way you can explain it to local business owners and help them get set up, and then get in touch with the folks over at AnyPay to let them know which local businesses you've brought on board so they can get you the credit for that, again, that passive income that comes in every single time somebody makes a purchase. You don't have to wait a month to get some kind of check. It's right there, comes into your wallet the instant somebody makes a buy.
Frequently people will come to me because they know I've been dabbling in the cryptocurrencies, and mm-hmm. they'll be like, what's the easiest, quickest way to, like, you know, get into crypto? I was like, earn it.
Yep,
earn it. Figure out a way to earn it. And now here's a perfect opportunity for you to earn cryptocurrency.
Download the AnyPay Cash Register app at the Google or Apple App Store, or visit them at AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. We go back to Jerome. He's in Charleston, South Carolina. So, Jerome, what were you calling about tonight?
Yeah, the other thing was, you know, about a comment that was made on a local station about the guy says he doesn't trust Democrats, and then Trump talk about trying to rig the election. I got another one for you. This one's about Trump and this guy, Jeffrey Epstein, who he knew for 15 years, and they're trying to pretend like he didn't know anything about this guy and all this child molesting that was going on, huh?
Yeah, well,
15 years.
They were neighbors,
and they lived
apparently.
In the same area. Yeah.
Yeah, they were neighbors.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've heard conflicting stuff on this, facts one way and facts the other. But, I mean, nobody tries to distance Bill Clinton from...
they can't. He's on the call log or whatever.
Like 24 trips on the on Epstein's 747. I mean, I think that...
It wasn't him.
What's that?
He said he never took any trip like that.
Well, he's lying.
Really? I can't believe he tried
Trump,
to make that claim.
Is Trump telling the truth? He didn't know anything about
No, Trump's a liar too, dude.
Well, I don't know whether Trump knew anything about anything. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, they're saying that he
But
did.
I'll tell you this. I think that Epstein was a honeypot in order to catch as many politicians as possible in order to make them do the things that somebody somewhere wanted them to do.
Did you see any of these new revelations that have come out over the last several days with the court documents that have been released now in regarding Virginia Roberts Giffray, or however you pronounce her last name, and some of her allegations? She does talk about seeing Bill Clinton at the island, whatever, Pedo Island or whatever they call it. And she also mentions that Trump was around at least one point, that she says that Trump never had sex with her, but he did flirt with her, and he did say something to Epstein like, "You have the life," or something to that that effect.
Oh, yeah, I believe that, huh? That's all he did, right?
Well, no, I don't know why this lady who's making accusations decided not to make accusations against Trump if it wasn't true. I mean, I don't know the answer, but I can tell you this. The redacted documents that the government released, you could find out all the redacted parts by simply taking it and putting it on the simple computer program WordPad.
At least that's what the news says. We haven't tried that personally.
And these are the people that would administrate our health care under the Democrats.
Right, yeah.
Trump, who pays off porn stars, and we know how they get down, right? We grown ups here, right? We know how porn stars get down.
So, Trump, are you going to try to actually make us believe, Jerome, that Trump is? Are you going to actually try to make us believe that that Trump is this horn dog that Bill Clinton is not?
Oh, you look! I'm not making any points for Bill Clinton. We all know what he did, okay?
I know he's the first black president.
We know the tip of the iceberg about what he did.
Yeah.
And we know the tip of the iceberg about what Trump did. They're both dirty.
Yeah.
They're both liars. None of them can be trusted.
Hey, imagine if this was President Obama saying that he wants to rig the election so he can steal. You know, I remember someone calling a talk show one day while I was listening. And they said, well, what if during President Obama's second term, well, what if he doesn't want to leave office? What are we going to do then? Well, guess what? What are we going to do now? This guy,
it's the same fear every 4 years.
Guantanamo Bay.
Every time. It's not. And Jerome, thank you for the call tonight. As always, appreciate hearing from you. But I heard the same. Remember when George Bush was George Bush, the younger George Bush, was getting ready to leave the office or whatever.
They were saying it then
that they were going to shut down the election so Bush could stay in office. They said the same thing with Obama, and they're saying the same thing now with Trump.
I don't think it's the same. And the reason I don't think it's the same is because this is Trump's first term, not his second. Both of those what-ifs occurred on the second terms of Bush and Obama, mm-hmm. because what if they stayed past their time? What I would say regarding Trump is, what if he refuses to accept the outcome and says that it's a bunch of malarkey? I mean, has that happened with Trump? Has Trump taken what we consider to be reality as presented to us by the news media, you know, whatever the news media presents as reality, and said that that's not true? Because I feel like he's done that multiple times. So what would happen if Trump said the reality that the news media presents, which is, because none of us know who wins the election without the news media,
mm-hmm.
right? So the news media presents a reality. Trump says it's malarkey and refuses to leave. That's a more interesting question to me than what happens if a president decides to stay past his 8 years?
The interesting question to me is what happens if there's just no president?
Well, I think it's an interesting question, and I'm for it. I just don't think it's going to happen this go-around or the next.
I don't know. I hope Trump's the last one ever. And I don't mean that he should stay in forever. I mean that the federal government should crumble and end.
It's doing its best to spend itself into insolvency.
Mm, yeah.
So it's commonly, I don't want to say known, but referred to the Jeffrey Epstein thing that there was some...
He didn't kill himself?
Some version of, his island contained at least, you know, people under the age of 18.
Yes.
That is, you know, seems to be, I don't know if it's fact or not. It's commonly accepted.
Yeah,
it's pretty clear. That is true. And it's also commonly accepted that many celebrities and many politicians have been to Epstein Island.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. According to the government's own numbers, as of December of 2019, there are 30,618 missing juveniles under the age of 18. Now.
Okay.
What do those two have to do with each other? Well, I think it's odd that, you know, we can present these facts of politicians and, you know, Hollywood celebrities that go to this island, and that we can say things like, you know, Epstein didn't kill himself, and, you know, they could chase after his wife, and hopefully she's got some information, and maybe they'll get something on her or whatever. Nobody's looking for these frickin' kids. That's my point. Why is nobody looking for these frickin' kids? 30,000 missing children. Some of them arguably have, you know, shown up on Epstein's island at some point. So
I don't know.
Why aren't people looking for these kids? If they can find all this information, if they can contact
I don't think anyone has accused him of murdering any of these girls.
I'm not saying either, but I'm just saying, why isn't anybody investigating the flow of children in and out of that thing? Where do those children come from?
Well, they're not investigating, or they weren't investigating, because he was working with the FBI, apparently, according to some of the court documents.
Sure.
And so he's connected.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's weird that it doesn't show up in the news.
855, well, it is now. 855 450 free, like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues, such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Isaias has weakened slightly after blowing through the Bahamas.
It should gain strength as it heads over warm water. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has closed beaches, parks, and virus testing sites.
Pay close attention to the Weather Channel, to official updates at the state and local level. This is something that's an evolving situation, and we know we are going to get some impacts. What shape those impacts take remains to be seen.
Meteorologist Chad Meyer says the storm could strengthen again as it heads toward Florida.
You know, so far, it has been the underachiever of the lifetime, where Hannah was so big and so bad so quickly. This thing has run into dry air, and it has really fallen apart. That's the good news.
The storm is now a tropical storm, but will strengthen again once it reaches warmer waters. This is USA Radio News. Three people have been charged with carrying out the Twitter attack in mid-July. USA's John Hunt has the story.
State authorities in Florida say 17-year-old Graham Ivan Clark was the mastermind of the attack. He now faces 30 state felony charges, and federal charges may also be filed. Federal authorities also announced that Mason Shepard of Bangor Regis in the United Kingdom was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and the international access of a projected computer. Nima Fazeli of Orlando was also charged by federal authorities with aiding and abetting the international access of a protected computer. The arrest came after an intensive investigation by the FBI, IRS, Secret Service, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The accounts targeted in the attack included those belonging to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Microsoft founder Bill Gates, and entrepreneur Elon Musk.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Live Saturday edition tonight in the studio. It's Ian.
And some guy named the Captain.
And Mark.
We're going to get back into more of your calls and your thoughts. But I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com. And by the way, happy birthday to Bitcoin Cash today. It is
happy birthday to you.
3 years old. It was 2017. August 1st of 2017 when Bitcoin Cash split from the original Bitcoin BTC, creating the very first on-chain or chain, what they call chain split
fork
in the world of fork in Bitcoin. So this is the third anniversary of that. So you can go to Bitcoin.com to learn more about both Bitcoin BTC and Bitcoin Cash over there. They will give you a good introductory session.
Would happy forking birthday be appropriate?
Absolutely. So
happy forking birthday. Yes.
Get on over there at Bitcoin.com. They also have a great news site at news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, the world of those things. It's very interesting. There's a lot to learn about. Get started at Bitcoin.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We're going to start with Daniel, calling us from Denver, Colorado, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Daniel.
So there's a lot of contention in the libertarian community about infant circumcision. Some people say that parents have the right to do whatever they want with their child. Other people say that circumcising a child is removing their individual rights and freedoms. I agree with the latter. I'm actually Jewish, and I hate that I was circumcised first. So I'm curious to know your opinion.
We can go around the room here. I'm going to say I'm against forced circumcision. I don't think that parents own their children. I think that children are individuals who should be free to make as many decisions as they are willing to make for themselves.
I would agree with Ian Stanton, and I would say that if somebody does want to be circumcised, they should be the ones to decide that, not their parents. Also, it is, in my opinion, a form of religious child abuse. Mm. You are literally mutilating a baby. You are literally mutilating
the genitals,
baby, the genitals of a baby, which is, you know, says all sorts of weird things about your religion if you support that.
Some of them, it's not even religious. It's just programming.
They're right.
Just
Protestants in America, they're circumcising their kids, aren't doing it for religious reasons.
Right.
They're doing it for social reasons by, you know, the two guys, Graham and Kellogg's, from Graham Crackers and Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Who were very religious guys.
They were, but, I mean, what their whole goal was, it was stated.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole stated goal was is to prevent masturbation. How did that work out?
It didn't.
You're going to say no, it did not.
You're going to say that didn't work out. Yeah, I'm the only one here with a child, and my son, we would not have done anything to keep him from being intact. I would say that although it is a violation of a kid's rights, it is not the worst that parents might do and probably will do, because being a parent means at some point or another you're going to be violating the rights of a young human.
I mean,
that's just the way it is.
I would say, and what, you know, the reason I feel this way is because if you did something similar to a female baby's genitalia, you would be considered a monster of immense proportion.
There's not a comparison between female genital mutilation and male genital mutilation. Female genital mutilation actually affects orgasms in later life.
Right, but I'm just saying that, like, that's not a commonly accepted occurrence
I understand
in society.
That. I just don't think it's not the same thing, not even close.
Well, I think mutilation is mutilation, and you do.
What about piercing baby's ears?
Who have problems for being circumcised?
What about piercing a baby's ears?
Even leads to erectile dysfunction and other things.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, you're talking about cutting off some number of thousands upon thousands of nerve endings.
I'm not claiming it's good. Remember, I'm the only one in this conversation with a kid, and he's intact.
Are you saying that it is worse for a male's genitalia to be mutilated than a female's genitalia?
It is better. It would be better on a scale of what is acceptable and what is unacceptable for a male's to be mutilated, but I'm willing to call it that because that's what it is. I just think that, you know, like, changing nature is kind of what humans do. Like, we're always doing that in order to put somebody in our club or this thing or that thing. I mean, you know, what about all that fungus that could have grown on my kid's teeth if I didn't teach him how to brush his teeth? You know, like, I mean, believe
that's pretty
me,
ridiculous.
We need to teach proper hygiene, not mutilating genitals.
I got you.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, Daniel. I got to let you go. Your phone is just too quiet. I can barely hear you. I'm cranking you up over here. But I appreciate the call tonight. I mean, I see what you're saying, Mark, that as far as the severity between the two is concerned, I mean, I think most people would agree that female genital mutilation is more severe than male genital mutilation. But we don't really face that problem in the United States.
Not often.
Are some places in Africa and probably in, you know, other parts of the world that do conduct female genital mutilation. It is certainly a problem they need to address there. Yeah. But here, it is widespread to have male genitals being mutilated, and it is considered to be a normal thing to do. When you ask some women, for instance, they'll say, "I just think it looks better."
Right.
I want him to look like his dad.
Yeah.
Or whatever the claim is. It is pretty ludicrous, many of the reasons they put out there. It's the most prescribed medical procedure for the most variety of different things in human history, because it's been proposed to fix so much stuff.
I'm willing to concede that perhaps, right, because I'm no doctor, I'm no scientist, I haven't studied.
Doctor Kickass.
Reverend Doctor Captain Kickass, whatever, right, yeah. I've got a new title in front of my name, great. I haven't studied the subject, but perhaps there might have been something to the thought that it would be cleaner to not have the foreskin, right? Because that's commonly what people will defend it with. They're like, oh, well, because you can get infections easier and all that kind of stuff.
Try washing.
Perhaps there was some kernel of truth to that at some point in, you know, the
before soap.
Well before, you know, the Stone Age or something.
Before
I don't know.
Running water.
Right. You know, But that time has long since passed, right?
And that's what this
if that were ever true.
And this is that dated of a procedure, right? Like, this goes back for centuries.
It does, yeah. Like, prehistory, I believe.
I'm sure there's still some hobos rolling into the emergency room with some issues here and there.
Because they don't clean themselves.
Yeah, I think that's it's good for that.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. But all I'm saying is that I don't think it should be compared to female genital mutilation.
Why shouldn't it?
Because it's not the same thing.
Well, that's how you compare things and determine whether that you. So, of course, you have to compare. You'd be like, oh, yeah, this is way worse. So you have to compare in order to be able to know that.
It's way worse.
I think we all agreed to that.
Right.
I mean, genital mutilation should be all that's needed to be said for either case for you to know that, yeah, something's wrong
with
that.
You're not defending, just to be clear, you're not defending male genital mutilation simply by comparing it to.
I like to call it circumcision because that's what everybody understands it as. But what I would say is
that's
that.
That's also playing down the severity of it. And it is severe.
I don't think so.
You're cutting somebody's penis.
I think it's clear what the terminology means.
Is it though?
Yeah. Well, people know what circumcision is. They don't know what male genital mutilation is. That's just gobbledygook that's out there.
I mean, isn't this the same practice of, like, when the government starts bombing people, and instead of calling it war or murder, they call it kinetic military action? Isn't that what circumcision is when it's, in fact, genital mutilation?
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
So, lots of parents pierce their little girl's ears at a very young age. And I've seen it, and I think it's cute. Do you think there's a problem with piercing a little girl's ears at 12 months?
Yeah.
See?
I think that anything done without consent is a problem, generally. Yeah.
Also, too, you don't see parents, like, you know, piercing their little girl's labia before, you know what I mean? Like, that doesn't happen, you know what I mean? Now, some girls do that later on in life by their own choice, right? They think it's cool. They want to have some sort of, you know, decoration down, you know, whatever. That far outside.
Thank God we haven't devolved to that, I must say. As a parent, people make decisions, and we're told that kids can't even consent to decisions until they're 18 years old.
That's a lie.
Should we? Well, agreed. I would say that certain choices are not as harmful as other choices. But, you know, circumcision, I guess if you really want it, you probably should do it after 18.
Yeah, I think parents certainly can set rules in their own home as far as what their kids are supposed to do or whatever. And like, yeah, you got to take out the trash or, you know, you have to do X, Y, Z responsibilities. Yeah. But to put holes in their body, I think, crosses a line.
I see circumcision as a violation of the non-aggression principle.
Cutting off body parts or pieces of body parts.
I see it as continuum.
855-450-FREE. Well, it's a violation of their person. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones. Especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition here. You may take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we can talk about Americans apparently regretting their lack of savings. Something that we've been talking about over the years is how little it's noteworthy, how little Americans actually have in the bank or under the mattress or, you know, in the rainy day fund. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass.
and just Mark.
Honorary doctor.
We're going to continue with more of your calls and thoughts. We're going to go first to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on our Discord server. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, a little different tonight. I wanted to go into this pedophilia frenzy we've got going on. My biggest concern is the persecution of innocent people. And I'd like to make three major points here. One is the definition of pedophilia. Two, the legal age of consent in the Virgin Islands. And three, underaged prostitutes. So the definition of pedophilia, if people want to actually look it up, it doesn't mean somebody under 18. Pedophilia means an attraction to prepubescent females or children of the opposite sex. Yeah.
It doesn't have to be the opposite sex. It's
Guess it doesn't.
Yeah.
Prepubescent children. So that's a pretty clear definition, and it's been that same definition has existed for over 100 years.
And there's no evidence
even used to be a word for attraction to people who were post-pubescent because you didn't need one. They were getting married at those ages.
Jeffrey Epstein was not being alleged to have been a pedophile. There's no allegations that he was ever with children. He was always with teenage girls, it appears.
Right.
Yeah.
So people are throwing this pedophile thing around, and the thing that concerns me is they will label anybody a pedophile at the drop of a hat,
mm-hmm.
and they will then go out and dox that person or even beat them, possibly kill them. You know, this
people
is
get crazy.
No evidence.
This is the type of behavior that people need to tone down, because this kind of thing actually hurts people and kills people and innocent people sometimes. And The thing about Jeffrey Epstein, yeah, he had underage girls there. I don't think there's any question that girls who were under the age of 18 were on that island.
No doubt. The but even is, even the accuser, I was reading some of the, again, the previously redacted unreleased documents from the, there's a certain court case that they were locked up with and they've now been released. Even Virginia Roberts Giffrey, or Guffrey, she said that she never saw somebody she thought was under the age of 15. So, like, there's some countries right. in the world where that's the legal age of consent. Canada, for many decades, it was 14 there.
Right.
Yeah, and many states in the U.S., it's 16 or whatever.
Right.
So,
well, I'd like to make a point quick on Epstein. So I'm not defending in any way, shape, or form Jeffrey Epstein or what went on.
Neither am I.
Right. The people with the sex beneath whatever the legal age. That's not what I'm talking about here. But what I would say is that why? Why would this guy, who could get all the 18-year-old prostitutes that he would possibly want, and he could bring all of his friends to have, you know, darn close to legal sex, if not legal sex, with 18-year-old prostitutes, and nobody would have had a problem, why did they choose 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 15-year-old, in some cases, prostitutes that they managed to turn themselves? My guess is... so that they had something to lord over these politicians. Now, I won't claim to know whom Jeffrey Epstein worked for, besides the FBI, whom, you know, their documents say he did. He worked with them. I don't know whom he worked with, but I can tell you this. He and this Ghislaine, whatever her name, Ghislaine Maxwell.
I heard it pronounced Ghislaine.
Ghislaine Maxwell. Those people have a lot of information that the American public and the rest of the world really needs to know about those people that claim to rule us. Go ahead.
Well, and I think that it probably was a control an operation to control powerful people, and I believe exactly what it was. But the thing that I would like to point out to people is that underage prostitutes are working in every major city in this country. There are prostitutes out there that are 16, 17 years old, whatever. Mm-hmm. Sure. And I bet you that a lot of the people who are running around here pointing fingers at people saying pedophilia, pedophilia, I bet a lot of them have used those underage prostitutes.
Now, do you mean they have used them with the knowledge that they're underage or use them thinking they were overage? And
Probably without the knowledge, but that doesn't matter legally. Well, that's no argument.
That's often the case when people are running around pointing fingers. I've never been to a prostitute, so I can safely claim that I've never used an underage one.
Mm-hmm.
But in many cases, the people who have the most racked conscience are probably the people who have.
And I've brought this up in the past that I'm of the Vietnam age, you know, the Vietnam era.
Mm-hmm.
And although I didn't go to Vietnam because I was a conscientious objector, and if they did pull my number out of the hat, I was prepared to head to Canada. But the point is, I knew guys that went to Vietnam. They came back, and they told me about some of the stories over there and the 14-year-old prostitutes they were banging.
We
and
love
they
you knew long time, all that kind of thing, right? Yep.
Yeah, and they knew they were 14 or 15 or whatever, and they bragged about it. So I know that there's a lot of guys my age who came back from Vietnam and had a lot of fun with those underage prostitutes. So I don't want to hear any Vietnam vet come on this show and say, oh, pedophilia this and pedophilia
kill
that.
Kill those guys.
Somebody's...
Yeah,
because there was so much of that going on in Vietnam, it's pathetic.
Hmm.
And I think in every war situation, every wartime situation, you probably see that exact same scenario. So I'm not picking on just Vietnam vets. I think it happens in every war. But the point I'm getting at is most of us, we don't have to go back too many generations before our grandmother or great-grandmother or great-great-grandmother was married at the age of 14. It didn't happen that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So
I remember watching
the Virgin
the
Mary.
The movie, well, she was 14, I believe.
I've heard it's 12.
Yeah, but she was a virgin.
The I watched Coal Miner's Daughter when I was young, and Loretta Lynn wasn't an old woman when I was a kid. And
yes.
I think she was 14 in that movie, if I remember correctly. And her husband was like 20, 21, 22, I don't know, maybe 25. I don't know what he was. Whatever it was, that wasn't the issue.
And Marie Presley. Elvis Presley married Marie Presley when she was 16, I believe, and probably was dating her when she was 15. So come on, people. Let's get a little more common sense. Let's not be ready to hang somebody from the highest tree because they had a consensual relationship with somebody who's under the age of 18, but over puberty. And if you look at the laws in the U.S. Virgin Islands, if you want to look at their age of consent laws, it does say you have to be 18 for age of consent, unless you're 16 to 17 and you consent to somebody no more than 5 years older. Mm-hmm. So they are saying, and so they even say 13 and 15 years can consent to sex with each other, but not anyone over 16. So they're saying that kids as young as 13 can consent to sex, just not with older people. So if they're saying that consent is allowed for certain things, they're admitting that young people that are in the teenage range are sensible enough to make consenting decisions on certain stuff. Now, if it's my daughter and, you know, I find out some guy's banging her, I don't have a daughter, so I don't have to worry about this. But if I had a 15-year-old daughter and some guy is banging her, I'd probably kill him.
What if you had a 15-year-old son and you found out he was sexually active?
I'd give him a pat on the back.
See, right. That's the crazy
thing. So that's the thing, right? If you have a boy, if you're going to have a kid and you have a boy, you have to watch one boy. But if you have a kid and it's a girl, you have to watch all the boys.
All boys.
Thank you, Gene.
But that was the thing. That was the thing when I was young. See, if you messed with somebody's daughter, you knew you were going to...
I don't know where his signal went
for the wrath of her father. And now these days, you know, they say, oh, no, we're going to...
I think we're losing some packets there, Gene. I'm going to let you go, but thank you for the call tonight. I think we got the gist of what you were saying at the end.
You made some good points.
Yeah. Well, I think that really it comes down to interesting conversations surrounding consent, which is a complicated subject. And I think that... You know, whomever
it's
it
really
is.
It's really not complicated.
In whatever.
It's not.
It is.
Ask somebody and they say yes or no.
Well, I think that consent, you know, like some people can give consent at a certain age and some people can't to different activities. Like, for instance.
I let them determine.
If you were to talk to my 12-year-old son about, say, a contract to work for 30 years for you in a coal mine, but you're going to give him a Beanie Baby now. You know, I'm going to come up and I'm going to shoot you in the face over that contract, right? Because you are clearly some kind of predator.
But consent is binary. Yes or no.
I don't know.
That's how consent.
Simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yes or no.
450 free.
Zeros and ones.
855-450-3733. You can take control of the airways if you want to weigh in on this discussion. We got plenty of time because hour three is coming up, the live Saturday edition. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.